Coming to you every week with all things Brawl Stars, this is the Brawl Couple Podcast.
Welcome back to the second episode of the Brawl Couple Podcast. I'm your host, Colt, and with me today is Hannah.
Hello, everybody.
Hannah, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Glad it's the weekend and excited to talk about what we're going to talk about today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Excited to get into today's topic and talk some Brawl Stars. So let's go ahead and get into the Brawl news. There's not a lot of news this week. But right now there is a Brawl Ball pin, or a pin that you can get for winning 20 games in Brawl Ball, and it's like a flaming soccer ball, I think, is what it is. It's a pretty cool pin. Me and Hannah have picked it up already, but what do you think about it, Hannah?
I love it. I love the pins. You know me, I'm throwing one up every chance I get, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Absolutely. That's really all the news for right now, so we thought we'd throw in our thoughts on Otis in this news section. So Hannah, what do you think about Otis?
I really like Otis. You know, I haven't got to spend just a ton of time with him yet, but he's really fun. I think he's gonna be strong. He's not too strong right now, but he's not weak either. I'm enjoying him. The only thing I've found is I struggle hitting his super sometimes. But other than that, I think I'm going to be a big fan of him.
Again, Otis is the newest brawler, newest chromatic brawler in the game. I really like Otis. I think he's actually pretty strong. If you can get close to another brawler and hit him with that super and they can't shoot for about what seems like 3 seconds, you know, it's usually enough time for Otis to take him down. I haven't played with him just a whole lot, so I haven't played in higher trophy ranges with him, so I'm not 100% sure how he would match up against some stronger enemies. But overall, I really like Otis, and I think he could be a pretty good brawler within the meta.
I know something else, too, about him is I don't know about you, but personally, I love his design. It's different. It's kind of unlike any other brawler in the game. And not that it is important in gameplay, but when his shots hit and it leaves like those paint splatters on the ground, I absolutely love that. I think he's just super cute, super fun idea for a brawler design.
And Otis reminds us of this other game that we play a lot. We both play this game called Apex Legends, and there is this legend within Apex Legends. His name is Revenant, and he has a tactical ability that can, if it hits another legend, then it can cancel all their abilities. So it's a lot like Otis, and he's a really fun brawler to play. But some other things that are going on right now is the Club Quest. The Club Quest have come to the game this week. What do you think about those?
I enjoyed it. I think it was nice having to change from, you know, not having to be stressed about making sure that you get on there and do those, use your tickets on like that. I don't know how long of a time limit it gives you to do.
I think
do.
It's a full day.
Full day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, sometimes you're busy. Sometimes you don't have a chance to get on there during that time frame. So I liked the difference. I do know that our club is pretty small right now, and so I feel like we didn't progress as much during those. Maybe, but I don't know. I did like it, though. I think it was a really good idea.
Yeah, I agree. I really like the break from just having to do club league games. You know, it's something new, just challenges. And, like, if anybody within the club plays the game at all, they're pretty much going to get those challenges done.
Exactly.
So, like, the people that don't participate in the club league games, you know, that don't use their tickets, you know, these club quests are, you know, pretty easy challenges to help the club out.
I did like that about the challenges. They were basic challenges. It wasn't like those weird ones like, you know, pass the ball three times in brawl ball. It was just like damage or stuff like that. So, it, like you said, if you're playing, you're going to be getting those, which is great because, you know, not everybody wants to necessarily, you know, do those weird specific challenges that you get sometimes. So I'm a fan. I hope they continue on that way.
I agree. I really like them. With that being said, we would like to promote our club because we are really looking for some members. Our club name is Twisted X, and the club tag number is in the description and the club name. We are currently a Diamond 3 ranked club right now. You know, just if any of you listeners want to join, I think we only have like 5 or 6 members, so like, you know, anybody's welcome. It doesn't matter how many trophies you have or anything, just we would love for anybody to join.
Definitely. And we, speaking of club and club league, me and Colt always make sure to participate in that. We never miss a club league. So, you know, if you're needing a team to play that with, or you want a club that definitely is going to participate in that, so you can build up those club coins, I think.
Club
league coins.
The little red things.
The little red things. Yeah, we'll just call them those. If you want to build those up, we're definitely going to participate in that, and we typically win every week. So,
which I don't know if that's because who we're getting put up against, or if just that many people do not participate in that.
Yeah. But,
I mean, we've had really no trouble at all climbing up in the club league rankings. So
definitely. So we're active in that. So we'd love it if you join our club. We're welcoming. Anybody can join. So
with that being said, we're going to get on into our Brawler of the Week. Hannah, who is your Brawler of the Week?
My Brawler of the Week is going to have to be Spock. I've been loving him lately. I've always loved him, but I don't know. I just feel like in the meta right now, he is really good, really strong. I feel like he holds up well against a lot of the new brawlers that have been put in the game. So I've been picking him a lot lately. How about you?
My Brawler of the Week is Grom. I've really, really been enjoying him. Potentially could even become my favorite thrower in the game right now. I really like his, like, it shoots in 4 different directions. I actually find it fairly easy to hit shots with. I've been pushing him up, trying to get him to rank 20. I think he's at like rank 13 or 14 now. You know, if I had more time, he'd already be there already.
Yeah.
But I really love him. Been playing him a lot, and he's really strong. His super is, you know, it can break walls. It's, I think it does over 2,000 damage to a brawler. So it's really, and it can hit multiple brawlers. It's a really good super. And then he also has that gadget that can reveal enemy location and bushes and anything. So no hiding from the Grom.
I do like Grom. I thought at first when he came out that I was not going to like him at all. I know I played like one game with him, and I saw so many people playing with him, as you do when a new brawler comes out. But I thought, oh no, there ain't no way I could play with him. The way his shots work, I just thought it was going to be horrible. But I'm like you, I've come to love him. He's really fun, and it's, once you figure it out, it's really not that hard to hit your shots. And his super is great.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you on that. I'm a fan.
All right. Well, I'm going to play a little game with you, Hannah. It's going to be called Guess the Brawler.
Alrighty.
So I'm going to pick one of the 58. Is it 58 or 57? I think it's 58. One of the 58 brawlers, and you have to try and guess who it is within, should we do 5 or 10 questions?
We could do like,
okay, here's what 8. We're going to do. 8 questions?
Yeah, kind of go in between.
But do they have to be yes or no?
Yeah.
Questions. Okay, so you want 8, and they have to be yes or no questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I can do that.
Give me 1 second to think of a brawler.
Do, 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 do,
all right, I got one. was your first question.
Okay. Are they a robot?
Kind of.
Okay. Are they a boy?
I think they're genderless.
Genderless.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if they do, I do not know.
You do not know.
I'm not positive if it's male or female.
I feel like that should have made it obvious to me, but it didn't. Okay, do I like playing with this brawler?
Yes, you love playing with this brawler.
Love him.
Is that three questions or
that
four?
That was three. Okay. Are they new to the game, relatively?
I mean, they were not in the game when we first started playing, but, I mean, they've been around for quite a while, I would say.
Quite a while.
Maybe not quite a while, but fairly long while, I would say.
If I guess a brawler, does that count as one of my questions?
We'll say no, because eight questions is really a little.
Okay.
Not very many questions.
Well, I had a guess, but I feel like that brawler has been, like, genderized.
I mean, it's very. I'm not 100% sure, honestly.
Is it Sprout?
It is Sprout.
Okay, yeah.
What gender is Sprout?
I don't know. I feel like he's a boy because he has, like, that Prince skin or something.
That's true, but I just.
But I don't really know.
It's a plant, so, like, I don't even know.
It is a plant. But plants do have gender, you know? You have, like, female and male plants. So,
okay, fair
it
enough.
Could be genderized.
I don't know. It's.
I do love Sprout, though. Sprout. He runs a close race with Dynamite for me when it comes to the throwers.
That is who was originally my favorite thrower in the game. I might still like him more than Grom. I don't know. Grom and Sprout are both, they're kind of tied right now for me for throwers. I really like both of them. So.
Super fun.
But with that being said, we are going to get on into the topic of the show today. Our topic of the show today is we are ranking the Trophy Road Brawlers. There are currently 12 Trophy Road Brawlers that you can get. And we're just going to start it off with number 12. So for number 12, we have Bull. Hannah, what do you think about Bull?
I think I talked about this last week. I'm not the biggest fan of, like, tanky, short-range brawlers. I don't mind Bull. You're never really going to see me playing him, though, unless I have a challenge with him. But I do agree that he's good, but like we talked about earlier today, he's not diverse. I mean, there has to be a specific map for you to be able to play Bull. I mean, he's so close range. But I will say, though, that in... which special event is it? Robo Rumble? Yeah, he does pretty good in that. So, but
the one
with all the robots.
Pam and you play.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I think he's good. I agree with you that out of all the Trophy Road Brawlers, he comes in last.
Yeah, and you know, like on maps that are completely full of grass, obviously he's going to be better on maps like that, but like a generalization of all the maps combined, he does have his super where he can get close to brawlers and also has the gadget that can stop him, but he's very strong, but just that range really handicaps him. It's really hard for him to be successful in most maps, I feel like. But
yeah, and like if I'm on a map where I need to play a tanky brawler, it's not gonna be him. I'm probably gonna pick Daryl or Rosa or Shelly. And speaking of Shelly, we actually put her in number 11. Colt, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've faced a lot of good Shellys before, and like it's kind of hard putting her lower on this ranking, especially after last week. You know, we were talking about some of the best trios within the game, and Shelly can pretty much take care of any tank, but she's a lot like Bull, and she's really handicapped by her range. She does have that Clay Pigeons gadget, which can help her get her super faster and stuff, but just like Bull, she's a lot better on maps that have grass and things like that. She is really good on Brawl Ball because she can, you know, throw the ball and then shoot her super, which is like an automatic score within the goal. But other than that, she's just, I don't think she's the greatest within the game right now. So.
Yeah, I agree. And I know a lot of people are probably going to be thinking, well, Shelly has a lot longer range than Bull. And I mean, she does, but unless you're right up on somebody with Shelly, you're not going to be doing that much damage. I mean, you can kind of chip away at them from somewhat of a distance, but until you get right up on them, you're not going to be much of a help with Shelly on a lot of maps. So I agree with you on that one.
All right. Our number 10 is very probably controversial. We put 8-bit here, and you might be thinking, like, he's, you know, his super can be really strong, you know, buffing your friendly brawler's damage and all that stuff, but he is just so slow. I mean, you cannot juke a shot if you're, like, anything. A Jesse shot, Penny shot, every single one of Colt's shots, you can't even dodge it because he's just, he has no movement. Now, he does have that gadget which can spawn him back to his super, but I think it's because of his movement. He's just, I don't think he's very good, honestly.
I agree. I like 8-bit. He's strong, but it is his speed that makes him weak for me. And I know that because I play throwers a lot. As a thrower, if I'm up against an 8-bit, I can take him out so easily. I mean, he's like hitting a steel target. It's absolutely, like he's hardly even moving. Yeah. So that definitely, definitely makes him weak for me. And I don't know. I wish they'd give him just a slight bit more speed, because if they did, I would play with him a lot more.
But 8-bit is probably the best, if not one of the best, for Robo Rumble.
Oh,
he is a necessity for Robo Rumble, but definitely, that is not PvP. That is just player versus robots. But
so at number 9, we decided to put Tick at number 9. Colt, what are your thoughts?
I hate Tick.
Me too.
I really don't think that Tick is that strong. He just has the ability to control areas, which can be strong, but and his super, okay, his super is pretty strong, but majority brawlers can take that out before it gets to him. And you know, if you're playing Power League, I mean, there's maybe like one or two games that Tick goes unbanned, but I think there's just better brawlers and throwers to pick than Tick. What do you think?
Tick is strong, but he's strong for the right reasons. He's really only strong because he's disgustingly annoying. I mean, his super is pretty good, I will say. I feel like there's quite a few brawlers that he can easily take out with that, especially if they've already been damaged. But I'm like you, his strong point is just area control, and I don't know. I'm not a fan. Like you said, you're playing Power League or something, 9 times out of 10, he's going to get banned, usually by me. I'm getting him out of there. I hate him. I hate to see him coming. So, yeah, I don't know. He's all right, but I just think there's much stronger brawlers on the trophy road.
So, coming in at number 8, we put the love of your life, Dynamike, in here.
That's my man.
What do you think about Dyna?
What do I think about Donna? What do I not think about Donna? He is truly the love of my Brawl Stars life. He's strong. With throwers, you have to be careful. I mean, you know, there's some maps, you're just not going to succeed with a thrower. You've got to have some walls. You can't be, especially Dynamike, his range is just not terribly long. Like, you can't be on a very spaced out map. But you know, if you got the right map for Dynamike and you're good with him, he's good. He's
absolutely,
he's going to kick your butt. He's going to play a big role in winning. And, you know, he is my favorite. He's my main brawler. Has been for a long time. So it's hard to see him low down on this list, but like I said with the other ones, there's just stronger brawlers that are more diverse than Dynamite.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just because of the Dynamites I've played against, but usually I have a fairly easy time dodging Dynamite shots, and that's probably just because of the experience of the person controlling Dynamite, but, you know, I'm one of those people, too. I mean, I can barely hit his shots. His shots are so difficult to hit for me, which I don't play throwers just a whole lot, but he does, absolutely. If there are walls on the map, this man is insane. I think he's the strongest thrower in the game, I would say. I mean, he does the most damage, and you know, his super can take out, like, over half of the brawlers just, like, with full health. It's insane.
It's very strong. So, yeah, it all depends with Dynamite on who's playing him. I mean, you've got to hit those shots. If you're not hitting them, he's really just not that good. But if you are, if you're experienced with him and you're hitting your shots, he's going to kick butt. But as we said, they're just ones that outrank him on our tier list. And so, speaking of, at number 7, we put Ems.
Good old Ems. Ems, I have mixed feelings on Ems. I almost put her lower just because, like, you know, if you can get close to her, I mean, she does nothing.
Yeah.
But, like, say you're playing, like, hot zone with, you know, one ring that you're trying to take. I mean, the control of that area is insane. I mean, she just has, especially if she's at, like, her peak range where she can hit 3 of her hairspray shots or whatever. I mean, that's the main reason I put her higher on this tier list, is just because of the control that she can have.
Yeah, I like Ems. I play with her quite a bit. I think she's good. I agree with you. She's another one that it really is about control with her. That's where she's going to succeed at or excel at. She's pretty annoying, too. I mean, it's like you said, if she can get where she needs to be, I mean, you're dead pretty quickly. You just have to be careful with her because you have to keep your distance. You can't go running up on somebody because, I mean, she's not going to be able to do anything.
Yep, she has to stay far away.
So sure. She's kind of in the middle of the road on our tier list, and I think that's about right for her. She's kind of just, she's good, she's not bad, but she's not, like, the best or the worst. So,
But yeah, on, like, maps, one map comes into mind, like, I think it's Minecart Madness, the one with the gym, the moving gym mine or whatever.
Oh, I hate that one.
Like, that map is so hard to get close to brawlers anyway, that, like, it's almost, like, perfect for her, because since it's difficult for brawlers to get up on her, you know, she's just sitting at that perfect range where she can just have all that control of that area.
Yeah, she's good at that map, and she's also, her super's pretty strong. I mean, like, she can get you from behind a wall with that thing. She can slow you down. That can be a game changer if she can get you with that super, like, gem grab or something.
And she also has that gadget where she can shoot through walls.
Yes, she does. That's pretty good. I've had some luck with that, especially, like, in Brawl Ball, if the goal's walked off by a wall. Yeah. So, I don't know. I like her, but not the best. So, number 6, we put Colt. I like Colt. I'm not that good with him, but I don't play with him that much. His shots are hard to hit if you don't play with him much, and I don't. But it's kind of like with Dynamite. If you can hit those shots, he is so good.
The main time I will play Colt is usually on, like, heist. But I agree. It is very difficult to hit his shots sometimes, and but his super and the silver bullet gadget, I mean, they have really good utility. You know, you can break walls. And his super, like, in heist is insane. I mean, it does so much damage. But Yeah, if you can hit your shots, he's really good. He's just one of those brawlers that I feel like has a higher skill level that you need to be at. But
I also always play with Cole when we play Big Boss.
Ah, yes.
He's really good at that. I put on the gadget that makes him walk faster because you need a little boost of walking speed when you play Big Boss, especially when you get into the higher levels of it. But mm-hmm. He's really good at that. So that, honestly, though, that's really about the only time I play him. But he just doesn't really fit my play style. But he's good. He's really good.
Majority of the cults I play against are usually really good.
Yes, me too.
So, but yeah, so that was our number six. Our number five is Stu. I do not play a lot of Stu.
Me either. But
when I do play against a Stu, you know, they're really strong. Stu's pretty hard to hit, you know, because all he has to do is hit one shot and he instantly has his super. I think he's more of a situational brawler where, like, you know, I'd say his best game mode is probably Brawl Ball. You don't see Stu just a whole lot on other game modes, I would say. But, I mean, he's a very strong brawler, super quick. What do you think about him?
He's really good. I don't really play with him either. I'm quite frankly horrible with him. But again, I really haven't spent that much time with him because I've played some with him and I'm just not a fan. Again, he just doesn't really fit my play style. But he's good. I do agree on Brawl Ball. That's probably his best game mode. I've played against dudes that have made me want to rage quit before. You know, it can be extremely frustrating playing against one because he's hard to hit. He can just dash around constantly. And I mean, he does quite a bit of damage. So he's good. I don't know. I feel like he even could have gone up a little bit higher, but
yeah, I debated on putting him higher, but I think, you know, this is an opinion based, ranking. And so like I have less experience with Stu.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's someone I need to pick up and start trying again, but
yeah, I think that, like you said, this is just for us. This is simply our opinion of who the best are. And I think, I just mean by that, like on somebody else's list, I feel like Mike could have even been like number one, somebody that's experienced with him because he is really that good. Anyway, though, so that we put him at number five. And at number four, we put Nita, one of my favorites.
Yeah, Nita, if she is not a good brawler for long range maps at all, but you know, I'd say majority of the maps are, you know, medium, probably about medium-ish range, which is exactly what you know, her attack range is about a medium range attack. And you know, her best game mode I would definitely say is Heist, which she can throw that bear on the safe. And she's really good in Gym Grab, too, because Gym Grab and Brawl Ball, because, I mean, that's just that bear is another thing that you have to take care of. Because if you don't take care of it and it's just following you around, I mean, it can really change the momentum of the game. So, what do you think?
I love Nita. Like I said, she's one of my favorite brawlers. I play her a lot in Brawl Ball. She's one of my go-tos for Brawl Ball, and unless it's just like a wide open map, you typically can take her as a safe option. You just kind of have to play the walls. I mean, because she doesn't have short range, but she doesn't have really long range either. It's kind of low, medium-ish range, I would say. So if you just play right with her, she's great. There's one map on Brawl Ball that I can't think of the name of it, but there's a lot of grass in it, and it's very close quarters. I will always pick her on that map. She's good. I can't think of the name of that one.
I know which one you're talking about, but I feel like there's quite a few that actually do have a lot of close range grass.
Yeah, but it's one I've got in my mind.
Yeah, it's one that I think it's in Power.
It is. Power League. It's in Power League, so, yeah.
Whichever one that is, yeah. She's a really good brawler. You know, that bear can just be
unbelievably annoying. Yes. So, moving on to number three, we put Brock.
Brock is my boy. He's probably my favorite Trophy Road brawler. I love him. He's probably my favorite long range brawler. He's great in long range maps. Fairly decent, I'd say, in, you know, medium to close range maps. But he can pretty much turn any close range map into a long range map with his super. And for some reason, I just feel like his shots are so easy to hit. Like, it's about like Sprout. His Sprout's little grass ball or whatever explodes in a radius that just seems ridiculous, and it seems very difficult to miss shots with. But that's how Brock's shot is, that rocket explodes at the end, and I have a lot of success with Brock.
I used to not like Brock. He was actually, I think for a while, called him my least favorite brawler. I've come to like him. Actually, I agree with you. His shots are pretty easy to hit, and the fire that it leaves on the ground is so annoying. I mean, he can even get you behind a wall sometimes with that fire he leaves on the ground. He can be incredibly annoying. He, kind of like you said, he can turn any short-range map into a long one. So he's viable on most maps. I would say you can have success with him.
Yeah, and I'd say his better game modes are, I think he's good at Brawl Ball. His best, obviously, is probably going to be Bounty.
Yeah, he's good at Bounty.
Where long range matters, as well as Knockout. There's a lot of good maps on Knockout that, you know, he's really good on. So, got anything else about Brock?
I think that's all I got about him. All
right. Our number two brawler that we put was Bo. Bo almost made the number one spot. And if you've been listening carefully, you probably know who the number one brawler is by now, by process of elimination. But Bo, I feel, is so strong right now. I feel like his mines are stronger than, like, before. What do you think about it? Like, I feel like I cannot, I mean, I can, you definitely cannot run out of it. But you can, like, trigger it and move out of it. But, I mean, if you forget where he put them things, you're dead.
I do all the time.
He's another brawler that has so much control within his, with his super.
Yeah, Bo is, he's one of those brawlers that he's so diverse. Just about any game mode, any map, he's gonna do okay. He does seem stronger to me right now. I don't know if it's just the meta right now. I don't know if it's just, you know, the game has changed, obviously. Games change as you add in new brawlers and stuff. But he is strong. And I see a lot more people playing with him now than I did for a long time.
We were playing against Bo's in Bounty, in Power League.
Yeah.
Like,
game modes you used to never see him in. Like, yeah. I'm seeing him now.
I mean, he doesn't have just insanely long range. And, you know, they're picking him. And he did very well. I'm pretty sure we lost against them in Power League.
We did.
Really good. So
I love Bo, especially in Brawl Ball, because you can put his mines right in front of the goal. I feel like I love playing him in Brawl Ball simply for that reason. But yeah, he's great right now, which I'm glad, because I'm a fan. He for a long time was my favorite brawler.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, another thing, Hot Zone. I mean,
yeah, he's great at Hot Zone.
I talk about Hot Zone a lot. I don't know why. I don't know. I just feel like Hot Zone is, like, a really good game mode to, like, put brawlers up against each other. Because, I mean, you're fighting over an area that's, you know, I guess more close range. So, I don't know. It's, I don't know why I think of Hot Zone all the time.
I get just, that, though. It does just seem like a good mode to pit them up against each other in.
Yeah, and he can just, I mean, usually any Hot Zone map I play on, you know, I'm very tempted to pick Bo just every time just because of that control of that super.
Yeah, he's definitely got some area control, and He's good, and I like how his shots work. If you move one way, you know, they're spread out. You move the other, they're all, like, going in a straight line.
Yeah, you can either strafe left and miss every shot, or strafe right and hit one shot.
Yeah, exactly. So, Bo's fun, and I also feel like Bo is a great brawler for, like, new players to pick up. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's easy to pick up on. I know when I first started playing with you, he was one of the first ones that I really came to love. I played with him a lot. So I think if you're just getting into the game, he's a great choice to kind of focus on at first. He's just all around just a good brawler.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how early on you unlock him. It might be less than... You get him before Dynamite, right?
I'm pretty sure
Dynamite's 2,000 trophies.
I think so.
I want to say he's like less than 1,000 trophies when you get him.
Yeah, I think you can get
Bo. Wait. No, it might be 1,500.
It might be.
That sounds
you can
right.
get him fairly quickly, though. It takes no time to get that many trophies.
I'd almost like to start a second Brawl Stars account just to, like, open boxes and see, like, the brawlers I could get.
I've thought about doing that before.
But right now I have every brawler in the game, and I'm going to throw out a little rant here because I was maxed, okay?
Yeah.
I was a maxed account. The only Supercell game I have ever been maxed in was Brawl Stars. I can't remember what update it was or who the Chromatic Brawler was, but they added Power 11. And that just crushed my soul because that is so many power points to try and get for brawlers. It's just insane. I had 50,000 gold saved up. And thank goodness I did not buy any gold or silver skins because once Power 11 came out, I mean, I'm down to like mid 20,000s now of gold, which I guess that's not something to complain about, but it's, you know, it took half my gold, which I was buying a lot of, you can buy the power points for them to, like, try and max it out. And then I realized real quick, I'm running out of gold fast. So, but yeah, that's my rant about that.
I agree with your mini rant. I was so close to being maxed out. And as me and you both know, this game is not my biggest fan. I could open up 1,000 boxes and get, like, half of a gadget out of all those. So... I was so, so, so close to getting maxed out, and then they added that, and it just, I think I may have shed a tear or two.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whatever.
But eventually, we will get back there, and, you know, I think it, even though it's, you know, kind of annoying, I mean, I think it was good for the game. You know,
it was. It gave me another goal to look forward to.
Yeah. I mean, that's what, you know, I was to the point where I was just... you know, saving up my power points from last season's Brawl Pass and then maxing out the brawler of that other one, which, you know, wasn't awful. But, you know, for people that need new things, you know, adding some more progress within the game is definitely how you keep a game alive, which I think Supercell has done a good job, you know, taking care of Brawl Stars. But.
I do too. I've gotten over it at this point and accepted it, and I'm kind of glad they did it now. It just, at first, it was kind of a little bit of heartbreak.
But anyway, sorry for the long rant there. We are going to give you our number one Trophy Road brawler, which we thought was Jesse.
Jesse, she's... I agree. I do think she's the best out of the 12 Trophy World brawlers. She's strong in so many ways. Her, I don't know, she's another one that can be so annoying. Heist, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be one of my first picks for Heist every time. I also feel like she's stronger now than she used to be, just kind of like Bo. I feel like she's gotten stronger, especially here recently. I see so many people playing her. So, yeah. Definitely. Yeah,
you can throw a Jesse in on like any map, I
exactly.
feel like. And
yeah.
You know, her turret is just something the enemy team has gotta take care of. Has really good utility, super annoying. And she has really good range. But I think the fact that you could really throw her in on any map and be successful is one of the main reasons we think she's the strongest within the Trophy Road Brawlers.
I can't really even think of a game mode that she's not good at. Like, the least probably would be, like, Duo Showdown. Maybe, but even then, she's still good. Like, you seriously can't put her anywhere, and she's going to succeed. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you feel about that, but that's just me.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a game mode that
I see her everywhere. Good on. She just...
You know what just hit me?
What?
Have you seen a Siege map? Did they get rid of Siege?
I think they did. The only place I've seen it is in the creator maps thing that you... like vote on and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't played Siege in forever. I forgot about Siege.
You know, we talked about that a couple months ago and we were like, no, we haven't seen it. But yeah, I think they took it out for the time being for some reason.
Anyway.
Which is kind of sad.
Sorry for the other mini.
Yeah.
But we're going to give you that list one more time. We had number 12 was Bull. Number 11 was Shelly. 10, 8-Bit. 9, Tick. 8, Dynamike. 7, Ems. 6, Colt. 5, Stu, 4, Nita, 3, Brock, 2, Bo, and number 1 was Jesse.
So, definitely, if you're not playing with Jesse, I suggest picking her up and trying to get a little bit better with her. She's strong. She's a solid pick for any game mode, any map. She's even good in all of the special weekend events. She's good in Robo Rumble. She's good in a boss fight. She's good in Big Brawler. She's all around just good. So pick her up, start playing with her, especially in Heist. You're gonna win probably if you've got Jesse on your team.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and especially Power League, if you know you get the Jesse on your team, I feel like you're at an advantage. So
definitely, either player in Power League or Banner before the other team can get her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but, do you have any other thoughts for today, Colt?
Yeah, if you would like to send us your Trophy Road Brawlers ranking, you can email us at brawlcouplepodcast@gmail.com and let us know your thoughts and we'll read it on the show. And then again, if you're listening and looking for a club to join, please hit us up, Twisted X, club tags in the description again, and we hope to see you there.
Yep, well, it's been fun talking to you guys again, and we will talk to you again next week.
Peace.